Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having our good friend Cliff Inico back on the show. Cliff is he's one of our attorneys. He's also one of our eBay experts. He's also one of our top marketplace experts. He's like a Cliff. Do you play any instruments? I'm trying to admit, I forgot if I asked you that. You play?
Well, actually, I'm embarrassed to admit this. The short answer is no. But when I was a boy,
well, then okay. See, if you had, if you said yes. Yeah. That would make you a Renaissance man, but I'm afraid you fail that test.
Well, when I tell you that when I was a boy, they tried to teach me the accordion.
Yeah, it didn't work.
You know, that would tell you a lot. I mean, yeah. if you know any Albanian, folk band,
yeah.
Looking for somebody, Although I will tell you this, I was out in Vegas last year,
yeah.
At the Venetian Hotel, and they got this guy in the lobby. He's dressed up like a gondolier. Everything's about Venice.
Oh, yeah, it's a nice place.
And this guy's got an accordion, and all he does is play the accordion all day to the people who are walking in and checking in at the registration.
Right.
And I had to say, I could have been that guy.
That's right. That's right.
That could have been a career option for me.
Though? Here's what happened, though, Cliff. Yeah. He looked at you and said, "There but for the grace of God go I."
Right, exactly.
Hey, Cliff. Hey, yeah. Cliff, you wrote a piece recently about what motivates our customers.
Talk
to us about that.
Well, most of you know, I have a video on YouTube, which has actually been going great. It's got about 150,000 views, about how to sell anything to anybody, which is kind of presumptuous for a lawyer to be talking about anyway. But I talk about what motivates people to buy, and most people talk about needs and wants. Personally, that hasn't been my experience, working with clients for 36 years. My experience is that it's all about fears and passions. People buy things either because it turns them on in some way, or it helps them sleep better at night. Those are, to me, are the two biggest motivators that drive people to buy things. And when you're looking to sell things, you got to figure out, read the customer, find out what those fears and passions are. Now, I'm a big fan. There's a novelist out there, a guy called Dave Eggers. I think he's got a new book out, actually. He writes a book every 2 years or so, and his books are, they're very human. They're all about, what's going on in society today, and the average person is trying to navigate this. They just made a movie out of one of his books called A Hologram for the King, starring Tom Hanks.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a scene in that book, I don't know if it made it into the movie, I haven't seen it yet, but there's a scene in the book where this guy, he's supposed to be a salesman, like a 21st century Willie Loman. He's 55 years old, and he's trying to sell this high-tech system to the Saudi government, to Saudi Arabia. And he's thinking back to a lesson that his mentor taught him. And this guy, this mentor, taught him that there are four reasons why people buy anything. And it kind of ties in nicely to my fears and passions. He said, first of all, that people buy things because they inspire them in some way. They sell the fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
People that want to go to Vegas and hit the crap tables and win all this money and stuff. That one way to sell things to people is to play into their fantasies. The other way to sell things is to play almost exactly into their fears. To say to their fears. You'll be safer if you buy your house
right.
Cleaner. People won't get sick if you buy our vacuum cleaner.
What that's called? Robert Ringer, 45 years ago, Ringer wrote a book called Winning Through Intimidation.
Yeah, I remember that.
He wasn't talking about intimidating people by being aggressive and loud and scary. He was saying intimidate them to the point where they'd be afraid not to do business with you.
Yeah, that's true.
That was how he intimidated people.
I think that's
what your guy's talking about, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And the third thing he talks about is appeal to their pride. It's such a lovely home here. It could even be cleaner. And then the fourth thing that motivates people is, you know, everybody wants to be people. There are certain people that want to be like everybody else.
Right.
You know, so it's just like, well, I just sold three of these to your neighbor across the street. How many do you want? You know, that kind of thing. So that, and it kind of plays into the whole fears and passions things very nicely, although in a little bit more detail. So I don't know, Jenny, you just wrote a book on consumer behavior, you know, which I understand is doing very well, too. So what do you think about all that?
Well, I think there's a lot. That's another way to say some of the classic stuff. I mean, obviously, what I believe is that I don't want to sell people what they need, because Walmart right. sells that at no margin. I want to right. sell them what they want, because what they want is anywhere from a little bit more to everything, and therein lies margin.
Yeah, I find that when you sell people things that they, you try to sell people things they need, you first have to persuade them why they need it,
that's right.
and you lose them.
Well, but see, it's also like oxygen. You know, they don't need me for oxygen. Hold on to that thought. Right back with Cliff Inico. We're going to get an eBay report after these messages. Stay with us.
Be like thunder. I don't know why they don't explode.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.